So I'm grateful to speak with you tonight about three practical techniques around forgiveness that you can practice right now, today. And one of the best examples I've ever seen of forgiveness had to do with a wonderful and courageous woman I had the honor of giving some guidance and support to many years ago. She had been estranged from her father for about 15 years. And he was getting elderly and needed some assistance, and she decided to have him move in with her. Why were they estranged? It wasn't that they didn't get along, but he was simply not a great dad. He was never there for her the way that she wanted a dad to be. She wanted someone to be proud of her. She wanted to feel a consistent love from him. She wanted someone that was available. And he was so caught up in himself that he was none of these things. And this had a negative impact, not just on her relationship with her family, but on relationships in the future. I love that saying from Sherry Huber that some of us can't live a functional adulthood because we haven't survived our inner childhood. And so this wound of not having the dad she wanted was with her all her life. And when she took her dad back in, she thought it would be easier because he was older, he had received a terminal diagnosis, but she sat down with me and she said, "Josh, I'm around him for about 5 minutes, he doesn't even need to do anything, and I just want to kill him. I'm just filled with this anger, this sense of loss for not having the kind of dad that she wanted to have." And so the first thing that she decided to do to work on forgiveness, to do her best to be present and to care for her father in his last days, is she made the strong decision that she would start holding her dad to the present and not the past. In this particular instance, it looked major in the sense that it was time for her to release him altogether from the role of father or dad. It was time for her to stop looking to him to give her something that he wasn't capable of giving her. And it began to help her to see that this man who, yes, of course, was her father, was also someone who was frail and worthy of compassion and dignity and in need of her help, which is what she wanted to do. So that was the first thing, is she would hold him to the present and not the past. The second thing she decided to do is, in her own spiritual work, she was going to begin to open up to receiving love, support, pride from the divine, and to stop looking for it from a fatherly male figure. She was going to allow herself to be loved by feeling the sunshine, through relationships that nurtured and saw who she was, by loving herself and taking good care of her body and her mind and her spirit. And so this spiritual work began to allow her to forgive herself for limiting the sources of love in her life and to begin to open up to see that the whole universe can be a source of loving compassion, upliftment, and support. And the final thing that she decided to do is that she would do her own work and then let God do the rest. I think that's one of the most important things when it has to do with forgiveness, is that it's up to us to do our work, but then we let the divine, or forgiveness itself, do the work. You know, it's so often that one of the mistakes I think we make about forgiveness is that it's just a one-time event, or that it's something that we do ourselves. And yes, we do much forgiveness work, but the forgiveness itself, the healing, the grace, there's something larger than us that brings it in. It's kind of like when I have an answered prayer. I don't stop and say, "I did that." I say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, life, for providing this demonstration for me." And I can't tell you how many times someone has come into my office and said, "Josh, I swear I forgave that bastard 10 years ago." And what I share with them is, you did. You did forgive that bastard 10 years ago. But we're fluid beings, ever evolving. And sometimes in the spiral of life, we have to come back as evolved individuals and do our forgiveness work again. And so that was the last decision my client made, is that she would let God do the forgiveness work. And I think all of these three techniques proved instrumental in making that circumstance better. Several months later, she came to see me, and her father had passed away, but she had shared that the last couple months had been some of the most meaningful in her life, that she began for the first time to actually feel connected to her father. And I'm not saying this happens in every relationship, but she said she actually felt loved by her father for the first time. And I thought that was a beautiful story of healing. And again, the truth is it may not turn into that happy kind of ending like I'm sharing for all of us, but these three tools, these three techniques are great practices that can help you move into the flow of forgiveness today. What's the first one again? Hold others present and not to the past. Easier said than done, but when you find yourself reasserting a story about someone, or seeing yourself as a victim or as a prosecutor of the person you're in relationship with, just be willing to let it go just for a minute. Are you open to this person expressing a behavior in a new way? Are you open to holding yourself to the present and not the past? Second, affirm your true and grandest source. As I shared in the story, I think the grandest source there is life itself, is to know and affirm that God is your source of love, your source of support, your source of pride, your source of inspiration. And hopefully God moves through so many other people and relationships and situations and through synchronicities to express that love. It doesn't just have to be an internal experience. But when we open up to allow our source of love to be something that's infinite as opposed to incredibly limited, it is a huge switch in moving forward passionately in our lives. And then lastly, let God do it. Let God do it. Do your work. Those rituals, those practices, those reflections, those first two techniques that I talked about, but then step back. And what you might experience, miraculously perhaps, is a healing grace. A kind of understanding that perhaps you didn't think you were able to get to before. And a more panoramic way of seeing your life as a whole that lifts yourself up, that upholds your own dignity, and allows yourself to love and live again from the wholeness within you as opposed to a sense of brokenness around you. What are you willing to allow grace to do in your life? Are you open to a healing? That's what forgiveness requires. Not that it can't happen at any time, but until our hearts are truly open, God can't work in them nor around them. So I hope these three techniques are powerful, but most importantly, practical to you. I'm going to get to using them. I hope you do too.